Eric is another one of our friends, and only one of a handful of non-Mormon kids in our grade. I guess technically Eric is Mormon, or at least his parents are. They're what most people would call Jack Mormon. They drink, both alcohol and caffeine, but are still reasonably involved in the church. Best of both worlds, he says, although it's easy to see that the other Latter-day Saint students at Provo High don't agree. When it comes to social circles, Jack Mormon is the same as not Mormon at all, like me. A few dry flecks of crack or fly out when Autumn coughs at this, feigning repulsion. I don't want Eric anywhere near my bed. And yet here I am, lying on her bed. It's a testament to how much her mother trusts me that I'm allowed in her room at all. But maybe Mrs. Green senses already that nothing will happen in here between me and Audie. We did that once, over winter break our sophomore year. I'd lived in Provo for only 5 months by that point, but there was an immediate chemistry between us, driven by a lot of classes in common and a comfort from our shared defector status with the Mormon kids at school. Unfortunately, the chemistry dissolved for me when things got physical, and by some miracle, we dodged the post-makeout awkward bullet. I'm not willing to risk it again. She seems to grow hyper-aware of our proximity at the same moment I do, straightening and pulling her pajamas down her torso. I push up so I'm sitting, leaning against the headboard, a safer position. Who do you have for first? Autumn looks down at her schedule. Polo, modern lit. Same. I steal a cracker and, like a civilized human, manage to eat it without dropping a crumb. Scanning down my paper with an index finger, I feel pretty good about this last term. Honestly, my schedule isn't too bad. I only need to add something for fourth.
Maybe you can add the seminar,
Autumn claps joyfully. Her eyes are flashlights beaming their thrill into the dusky room. She has wanted to take this course since she was a freshman. The seminar. I'm serious. When the school refers to it in newsletters or announcements, they even capitalize it like that. It's so pretentious, it's unreal. Write a book in a semester, the catalog cheerfully dares, as if that could happen only in this class. As if the average person couldn't throw together enough words in 4 months. 4 months is a lifetime. Students who apply need to have completed at least one advanced placement English course and have a minimum of a 3.75 GPA for the previous term. Even if that includes 70 kids in our grade alone, the teacher only enrolls 14. 2 years ago, the New York Times wrote an article and called it a brilliantly ambitious course, earnestly and diligently directed by the New York Times best-selling faculty member Tim Fujita. I know that direct quote because the piece was printed out, enlarged to about 5,000 times the original size, and framed in the front office. My frequent gripe is the criminal overuse of adverbs, which Autumn thinks makes me petty. Last year, a senior named Sebastian Brother took the seminar, and some big publisher bought his manuscript. I don't even know who he is, and I've heard his story 100 times. He's the bishop's son. He wrote a high fantasy novel. Apparently it was amazing. Mr. Fujita sent it to an agent who sent it to people in New York, and there was some sort of civilized warfare for it, and boom, now he's across the street at BYU and apparently delaying his mission so that he can do a book tour and become the next Tolkien, or L. Ron Hubbard, though I guess some Mormons might take issue with that comparison. They don't like to be lumped in with cults like Scientology. Then again, neither do Scientologists. Anyway, now, other than BYU football and the Sea of Mormons, the seminar is the only thing anyone ever talks about anymore when they mention Provo. You got in? I confirm, not that I'm surprised. This class means everything to Autumn, and apart from already meeting the actual requirements, she's been devouring novels nonstop in the hope that she'll get a chance to write her own. She nods. Her smile stretches from sea to shining sea.
Badass.
You could too if you talk to Mr. Fujita, she says. You have the grades. You're a good writer. Plus, he loves your parents.
Nah.
I'm expecting acceptance letters to colleges anywhere but here. Mom begged me to only apply out of state. And a yes from any of those schools will be conditional on my grades this last semester. Regardless of how easy I think this might be, this is not the time to be taking chances. Autumn picks at a beleaguered fingernail. Because then you'd have to, you know, finish something. I finished your mom earlier. I think you know what I mean. She pulls my leg hair and I screech a surprisingly feminine sound.
Tanner, she says, sitting up. I'm serious. It would be good for you. You should take this class with me.
You say that like I would want to. Glaring at me, she growls. It's this...